So just beginning to settle your body now and inviting yourself to be present to this comforting, this relaxation, so that as you allow yourself to settle in and sink down into that solid support beneath you, eyes are closed. And we take three big, deep breaths now, slowly and deeply. Three big, deep breaths, slowly and deeply, as you begin to release. Relax, comfort, and allow. These deeper breaths do send the message all around and all through. This is your time to go within to that inner landscape for creating more positive thoughts and ideas, suggestions and images that help you to move forward with your life. And so as your normal natural rhythm of breathing begins to occur, bring your attention to right around the crown of your head and just invite and allow this kind of nurturing sensation that begins to send a comforting even more around and down. To just allow that sensation of comfort to gently move down over the forehead, the eyes, the nose, the mouth, the jaw muscles, facial muscles, releasing and letting go. Across the back of the head and down into the tiny neck muscles, releasing. Each breath drifting deeper. And the sense of this comforting begins to really settle in now as it reaches down into the neck, all the tiny neck muscles into your shoulders, releasing and beginning to be aware of that letting go feeling right there in the shoulders, as though someone has just lifted up any heavy weights of burdens, of baggage that you've been carrying, and putting them aside for now. Already a lighter, freer sensation that allows you to drift more deeply. And as you drift more deeply and peacefully down, the deeper you go, the more comfortably relaxed you become. And the more comfortably relaxed you become, the deeper you go. And down through the upper arms, the lower arms, the hands, the fingers, release as you comfort even more. Each breath taking you deeper. Cross that upper back and down the spine of yours, strengthening, more comfort flows as all the muscles, tissues, fibers release. And letting go now with every breath. Traveling all the way down and down and down through the lower back, where all the muscles, tissues, fibers are soothing and smoothing. Smoothing out any rough edges. And as it continues through the chest now, from shoulders down, all around into every nook and cranny, the nurturing sensation flows right along with the calm and the comfort and the relaxation. And all around and all through, down through the solar plexus, into the stomach muscles, releasing through those abs, around through the hips, each breath taking you deeper. And from the hips down through the thighs, in through the knees, the calves. More and more comfort, more and more calm. And down, all the way down into the ankles, the heels out through the feet and out through the toes. And now if you were to take one more nice, big, deep, cleansing breath in and release, we could become twice as comfortable as you already are. And then to begin to open up to a very positive experience, as though to imagine and visualize that way, way, way out there in the outer cosmos, there's a light, a very beautiful, healing light of comfort. It's a cleansing and clearing light, and it's coming for you, and it's coming from the outer and beyond the beyond, and through the galaxies and the universe, the heavens above, the skies over the village where you are, down through the structure where you reside, and now just gently caressing the crown of your head, and sort of imagining a cone-like opening right above your crown of your head for this light to flow right down through you into your head, neck, and shoulders, down through your arms, hands, and fingers, all the way down the length of your back, all the way this light that brings only positive goodness, cleansing and clearing through your chest, down through your solar plexus, the stomach area, the abs, around the hips, down through the thighs and through the knees, cleansing and clearing this positive vibrational light of the highest comes down through you, knees to calves, ankles, heels, out through feet and out through toes. Now imagine that it's moving through every muscle, tissue, fiber, organ, bone in your body, right down to the cellular layer of you. It is cleansing and clearing you of anything you no longer need or want. It is cleansing and clearing you. Some people like to respond to this cleansing and clearing positive energetic light as though it's doing its good work for which it's meant to do, and nothing more. And so from the top of your head to the tips of your toes, filled with this positive energetic light of goodness, filling your whole being, and now beginning to continue to expand outwards into that auric field all around you, the mind space from your skin outwards, at least 6 inches of space or more. This cleansing and clearing continues all around your whole being. And in its process of flow all around, extending into that mind space, cleansing and cleaning powerfully, it perhaps will be setting the stage now for those big golden metaphysical scissors, because we're going to cut all the energetic cords that are coming to you from without you to you, and those that you send out to other places. We're going to briefly cut them and then continue the clearing and the cleansing. And then we're going to, in a sense, reboot. We're going to re-plug in, and we'll do it in just the right way for you. So here comes the big, as the cleansing and clearing is going on, now becomes the golden scissors. Clip, 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 clip. Clip, 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 clip. All around, cutting all the energetic cords. Now more cleansing and clearing. All around and all through. Cleansing and clearing that mind space, bringing you to a deeper level of peaceful, calm comfort. And then when you're ready, as you know, perhaps along the way, sometimes it can be that we put our energy cords out to places maybe we didn't really want to, or it just happened to be. Or maybe the energy cords from outside got plugged into us from places, yeah, we know not. So we've cut them all, and now it's time to re-plug in. So you can send your energy cords outwards from you to all those that you want to. People, places, things. Positively, lovingly. Your energy cords go to those things, people, places that you want them to plug into. Only that. And as they plug in, you're connected once again to all those people, places, things that you want to be connected to. And now to receive. To receive only the energy cords that you want to be receiving. Again, from only the sources that make sense to you, that you love, people, places, things that you want to have connection to you. Let them plug in now. But only those that you want to have plugged into you. From people, places, things. So now then, again, the purity of this light goes all around in that energetic, positive buffer, like a boundary now, field all around you, cleansing and clearing the extra stuff up. And you are reset now with energetically your cords going to only those that you want them to go to. People, places, things. And all those you want to plug into you, people, places, things, have done so at your invitation. And now well suited to receive more goodness and to be kind of reset, reformatted, so to speak, realigned. For you have released stress and negativity of any kind. And now you're ready and more present once again to receive your gifts and to partake in those gifts in all the ways that you can. Lovingly, fondly, happily, comfortably. So, next, begin to know that in this realignment, you could see, sense, and feel yourself now at the top of your symbolic staircase, filled with the light and surrounded by the light. So from within to without, and without to within. And of course, in this way, with this beautiful positive light through you and around you, we see, sense, and feel your most radiantly healthy image. This is you at your radiantly healthy way of being. Filled with the light, surrounded with the light, and every step down, reinforces all of these ideas. With the left foot first at 20, going down 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, drifting deeper now. As we know, all negatives have already dissipated and disintegrated. And you are met at the bottom of your staircase in your purely, radiantly healthy image of yourself, filled with the light, surrounded by the light. You are met by your higher consciousness, that higher self, that wise wisdom guide of sorts. And it is through, however, that wisdom guide comes to you, in a sense, guiding you forward by however it appears to you. And it begins to walk you right into your very special place that you know very well. And of course, any or all of your senses have heightened. And your wisdom guide, this one who is a backer and a supporter and a helper, this higher consciousness expression that is a guiding force for you, is beginning to remind you on the way into your place as you notice everything with any or all of your senses that are all heightened now. Reminding yourself the familiar place that is so peaceful and calm and comfortable, relaxing. But this wisdom guide is reminding you about all of the gifts that are yours. Gifts that you have received, gifts that you give, and this exchange, as this wisdom guide of yours softly, gently, lovingly reminds you, as the wisdom guide takes you to the most empowering spot within your place to sort of stretch out, recline, and receive more goodness. For the power of your wisdom guide's words is very strong. And so you listen with your heart, and you hear in your mind what this wisdom guide wants you to know about all of your gifts. And it comes as it does come, in a way that either through an inner voice sensation or a feeling of attracting, kind of picking it up in the whatever way comes to you, you begin to be filled with the positives of the gifts you have, that have been given to you, gifts you've received, and gifts that you own that you continually give others, other situations. and to be acknowledging of these gifts that are within you and all around you is a gentle connecting appreciation to your wisdom guide for this reminder. And to help you to remember about your own true value, your own true value that is yours. And so stretched out in the just most empowering spot within your place, and the whispers of your wisdom guide soothing and comforting you, reminding you. So you listen well, and you appreciate being in this state of being, your radiantly healthy self, still filled with the light and surrounded by the light. And it's a very sort of purifying experience. And then, in just the right timing, your wisdom guide sort of whispers that as you comfort deeper and deeper now from this quiet place of deep comforting, the wisdom guide whispers to you to just imagine projecting yourself a little into the future, which it may be tomorrow or the next day or next month. Or you may even see yourself or get a sense of imagining yourself 6 months from now. Not too far into the future, just a little into the near future. And as you comply and as you project yourself into the future, you imagine the easy flow forward, gentle, easy. No need to rush, just an easy flow forward. Let your subconscious choose the future time. Imagine a future place. A future place of serenity and peace. And just imagine it for a moment. A place of serenity and peace. And linger here. All is as it should be. And just allow yourself to comfort even more, simply feeling peaceful. And the place you're in may be the very place you're in right now, in a future date, or it might be another place. But it's just right for you, because here's now where your wisdom guide wants you to create your future. Imagine that you've achieved something you really wanted to achieve, some kind of goal. Imagine what it looks like. Every detail. Give yourself a little time. There's really no need to know how you achieve this goal. Just imagine the end result in the most positive way. And now add to this future image by placing some positive feelings with it. Add joy and happiness. Imagine yourself smiling. Maybe imagine yourself dancing with joy. Or running, or jumping, or even laughing. Really feel those positive feelings now. Remember the last time you experienced a good belly laugh? Your whole body felt it. You laughed and you laughed, feeling the full force of joy. Now, if you're not experiencing total joy right at this moment, that's all right. As you practice this manifestation, you will experience positive feelings more and more each time you practice this manifestation. Just creating your future manifestation in the most positive way. And each time you see it, add a little more detail. Each time you experience it, add more positive feelings. And right now, maybe add the final portion to your manifestation. And imagine this manifestation to serve a very positive purpose in your life. Imagine that your manifestation actually benefits everyone. And your manifestation brings joy and happiness to you and to everyone. Now, bring this manifestation to the present. Here's where we begin to really connect to being present to your gifts again. Bring the manifestation to the present. Bring the images, the feelings, and the goals to right here and now, present time. You own these positive feelings. They have been with you. They've been inside of you all along. And all you need to do is to bring them forward, create the space, and allowing yourself right now to experience joy, happiness, peace, and serenity. Because your manifestation is being created for you right now. Just let it go. And know that your manifestation is being created for you in the most positive way. And as your manifestation develops, it may not look exactly the same as you imagined. It will be even better than you imagined, and you will recognize your manifestation coming to pass by how you feel each and every day. Each and every day you feel better and better. Each and every day you feel more alive, more motivated, more joyful and happy. Each day your manifestation is being created and brought into being. And each time you imagine your manifestation, it grows stronger and stronger And even stronger than that. And you are surprised at how much lighter you feel. You feel so very, very light now and continuing. You'll be surprised at how peaceful you feel as you let each day unfold, flowing along easily with change, flowing easily along with life, flowing along through any holidays you celebrate, flowing along, wrapping up this year, entering into the next year, better and better every day. And so this goodness from the future manifestation that you've brought back to here and now, along with the light still flowing through you and all around you, there's a beautiful connection to the goodness, the positive, and the true of feeling better and better every day, flowing along easily with life and enjoying all of it, each and every moment, being present to it and accepting and allowing that gift of being present to the good that you feel. Just taking a moment to allow all these ideas to settle in as you digest them, assimilate them, receive them. And with that good feeling, we bring it back. Though the images may fade, the strength of them will stay with you. And we bring back the goodness from this experience. We reinforce it first at zero. And then we begin to come up and out and bring back those good feelings into your conscious outer awake life. Now at one with a deep cleansing breath and a release. To realizing where you've placed yourself, the room you're in. Three, a wonderful sense of well-being, being very, very comfortable. Four, more alert and awake. And now five, eyes open, wide awake and alert. One, two, three, four, five. Eyes open, wide awake, and alert.